I'm here today to talk to you about the importance of asana practice. Before I dive into that, though, I'd like to have a disclaimer. I've been doing asana practice for over 40 years, and I have to admit that I love it. So I'm a little biased when it comes to the importance of asana practice. One of the reasons why I love it is because it's made me healthy and strong. And I think that's what asana practice does, is it allows the body to become healthier and stronger. Even if you have other ways of working with the body, it adds a deeper dimension of stability and suppleness and stillness that then allow one to go into life or into a meditation practice with more support. The other thing that I've noticed over the years in asana is that it increases the prana in my body, prana, the life force. So it allows me to feel more alive. And I like that, whether I'm washing dishes or taking a walk or at my desk. The practice that I do in the morning has added more life to whatever I do then throughout the day. So I'm appreciative of that. It also does something on a subtle level that I find interesting, in that it wakens the inner intelligence. So it allows my organs, my heart, my brain, my liver, my stomach, my intestines, to awaken their own inner intelligence and do a better job for me. In that way, it increases vitality, it increases my health, but it also supports and increases the possibility for spiritual growth. And many of us know this through a model that we use, a kosha model, which looks at the different layers of ourselves, our being, with the outermost layer being this physical form, and the innermost layer being that sacredness, that pure consciousness, that sacredness that informs everything else. Also, in the Yoga Sutras, and in particular Sutra 35 of the first chapter, in Pandit Rajmani Tiganayat's commentary on this sutra, he says, "Yogis use the complex design of the physical body as a roadmap to navigate the intricate pathways of their mental body." That's profound. Many of us struggle with mental stress, anxiety, negativity. We can use our asana practice in this physical body to begin to find those places where we struggle and heal those places, and also access the greater potential for our mind, the unlimited potential for our mind. That's valuable. So This is why I do asana practice, and I would encourage you to start or to continue or to go back to your practice and see it with a deeper vision.